With all this palaver about new talk stations, let's remember it's now a quarter of a century since this national launch on an AM frequency borrowed from the BBC.
London calling. This is London calling. Attention. Please stand by for an important announcement for all listeners to this frequency. Regrettably, and as a result of rather hasty legislation, the British Broadcasting Corporation is relinquishing this frequency to be used by a new commercial radio company. Talk Radio, UK. Starting from Tuesday the 14th of February, Talk Radio, UK, commences its service of frank and explicit chitter-chatter, entertainment, and other unpleasantness.
I used to listen to Robbie Vincent and Mike Allen. And they were...
Who?
Robbie Vincent and Mike Allen.
Oh, right. Yeah, I know Mike Allen. I think Mike Allen's brilliant. The other guy, well, I've got no comment to make. Do you know what? He phoned me up and he said, don't give up your day job.
Really?
That's what Robbie Vincent said about me.
That's unfair.
Can you believe somebody that I've admired all these years, who I've praised highly because of his broadcasting ability, because of his knowledge of soul music, and here is a man who I've praised all my life live on a radio station, and he's turned around and insulted me.
Caesar the Geezer, one of the infamous early names on Talk Radio UK, which launched this week in 1995, the last of just three national commercial radio stations to go on air. That's all we had back then. That licence is now Talk Sport. Meanwhile, LBC is now also fully national after a dalliance with regional DAB multiplexers, and that change happened this week 6 years ago.
Hello, I'm Nick Ferrari. Thanks for listening to LBC. Tomorrow, we'll be switching from this digital channel to the National Digital One platform. Don't worry, nothing else is changing, but you will need to take a few seconds to press the retune button on your digital radio to receive us. Now leading Britain's conversation, this is LBC.
6 years of LBC UK. It now has a record 5% reach. Valentine's Day has been a popular day for station launches.
Well, at last it's here. The station you've been waiting for, playing the music from the last six decades and today across the Great East Midlands. This is Sanger 106.6 FM.
Good morning. Welcome to BBC Hereford and Worcester, a brand new radio station from the heart of the county.
This is BBC Radio Brighton.
Radio Brighton in 86, BBC Hereford and Worcester in 89, and Saga East Midlands launching in 2003. But that Valentine's Day trend goes back a long way. 98 years ago, 2MT launched that day in Essex. It was the first British radio station to make regular entertainment broadcasts. Came from an old army hut next to the Marconi Lab at Rittle, near Chelmsford.
Hello, CQ. Hello, CQ. This is 2MATOC. 2MATOC. This is 2MATOC calling. Is that all right, Ash? Kirk, is it all right? What? I'm blasting. Hello, CQ. I'm blasting. Do you want to blast? I blast a whole lot. But, how are you tonight? I'm afraid, there's a bit of rather serious things have happened this evening. We did expect to get some rather famous singer, but she failed. Singers fail, you know. They do. And we've got tonight a number of gramophone records, as usual. But anyway, I think we'll be getting ready to begin now. And the first thing I've got to introduce is a record entitled... By the way, why are all records entitled? Why aren't they called something? A record entitled, Because God Made Thee Mine.
The voice there of the rather mischievous Peter Eckersley, who was funnier than some Radio 4 comedy right now. He went on to become the BBC's first chief engineer, but he fell out with John Reith. as many people did. Happy 98th birthday to UK Entertainment Radio as we approach all those landmark 100-year anniversaries. Actually, I'm giving a talk on the story of radio in Hampstead at Berg House on the 4th of March. And there's a link to get your ticket. It'd be lovely to see you there at my website at radiomoments.com. Had Cheery Peter, though, been a few generations younger, he might have been on this station.
For the first time across Yorkshire and the East Coast, a radio station that's fresh, young and truly innovative.
KISS 105. Ready or not,
here I'm. Daytime, the hottest tunes on the street. Evenings and weekends, a musical journey from rap to house, reggae to hardcore.
If you're going to start a KISS, you'd do it on Valentine's Day, and it happened in Yorkshire in 1997, one of the two stations back then to license the KISS brand, much loved too. It became the huge Galaxy and is now part of Capital. In the 1960s, pirate stations were at sea on ships, but also in the forts left behind from wartime, those sort of spidery things sticking out the sea. Were those forts within territorial waters, though, and thus within the law, or were they just outside? This week in 1967, offshore Radio City closed when the government concluded that the Shivering Sands forts were in British waters.
Clarkie, you want to say goodbye on behalf of the 5x4, Mother, do you?
Have you explained why we're saying goodbye, you know?
Oh, we haven't said it yet, then.
No.
We haven't had the news service yet.
No.
Oh, dear, it's up to me then, is it?
Yeah, to make the big announcement.
It always happens to me, doesn't it? This happened back in June and all that sort of thing, you know. Anyway, the grim news just received, apparently, is that we have been found to be illegal. This is ridiculous, of course, because, as we all know, there are about 300 stations in Europe which are on the same footing and are basically illegal, including Vatican Radio and the whole bit, you know. But to get to the point, we have to go off the air tonight for the last time at midnight, because this is the way the court has swung the decision in Southend, and therefore Radio City is kaput. No more finita. What can we say without getting into a mass of sentiment and rubbish, you know, which I hate doing anyway, because it's sort of very false. Of course, we are very sorry about this, but what can we do?
The end of Pirate Radio City.
For me, Tom, it was for the very last time on Radio City. It's a very good night to you, ladies and gentlemen. God bless, and thank you for being a marvellous audience. Good night, and goodbye.
Back home, by the way, the rather newer Radio City in Liverpool got its FM frequency this week in 1975. It had launched on AM only. So, with Simon Mayo announcing his Radio 1 breakfast successor 23 years ago...
It's 11 minutes past 8, 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
Andy Cook and Louise Stone saying a signal farewell 3 years ago...
From the bottom of my heart, I have enjoyed every second...
The death of Radio 3's Patricia Hughes 6 years ago...
And then you'd be woken up in the next morning to open up the network for the 7 o'clock news, which you would be reading yourself.
CNFM in Cambridge and Newmarket launching 31 years ago. And Group Programme Director Keith Pringle with Andy Mack announcing their departure from Chrysalis Radio to start the Chrysalis-backed Ride the Tiger 20 years ago, which maybe was Spotify. Alas, too far ahead of its time. Those are this week's Radio Moments.